And now it's time for Inside Voices with Kevin Causey-Thomas, a local discussion focused on systemic racism, injustice, and hate in our country. Although we may not always agree, the aim of Inside Voices is to confront these truths together by sharing the voices of those facing these struggles and to find a path to making things better. We invite you to listen to this ongoing conversation. And now, here's Kevin.
And greetings. Hello, Black men and women, people of all races, colors, nationalities, all allies in the struggle. Welcome again to another episode of Inside Voices. It's your host, Kevin Causey-Thomas, and you're listening here on 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com. Again, you know, we're here for an ongoing conversation around race, social justice, inequality, just the state of the world of today that we live in, and what we can do to make it better. You know, we always keeping it hopeful and optimistic on this show when we're talking to the people that are out here authentically invested in the movement and their activism and their causes. And so today I am very happy to have another strong Black woman in the struggle out here doing the good work, coming to the show today. She is an activist, a motivational speaker and an advocate. And she is also the newly hired REAL coordinator at ISC, which stands for Race, Equity, Action, and Leadership. All right. So she got a new job based out of Carrboro. Sateria Shepperson, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming on to Inside Voices. And, you know, I had a hard time saying it, but I want to put respect on it. You are an artivist, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Explain to the people what that means.
Yeah. So it's a term that really started taking off in the latter part of the 90s, where there was some research done on the power of art and activism at the same time. And for me, as an artist that has done poetry and used music to bring all types of people together, I was like, why didn't I think of this? Nevertheless, I took it and ran with it because it really fits who I want to be and show up in the world as.
Right on. That's amazing. And I see that you said you got a new job here as the REAL coordinator at ISC, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that and how that's important, you know?
So this is so huge because Jackie Jinks is the ED. She's only been there for 3 years. IFC is the Interfaith Council for Social Service. They have, I believe, the only men's and women's shelter in Orange County. They also have a community market and a community commons. A new building is going up where we're going to be able to do some more impactful things. I started off with them actually interning through the Johnson Service Corps about 4 years ago, and through the United Church of Chapel Hill, as well as CEF and Justice United, I really became a community organizer. And at that time, I had really a little language to understand the impact of community and organizing simultaneously, and I fell in love with it. I spent about 2 years going in and out of the Orange County Men's Prison, building relationship with the people, the men, hearing so many impactful stories, and building relationship with the chaplain in the justice system. And I was very impacted by the humanity portion that I believe that we constantly forget.
Right.
And part of what I have really, really strived to do in the world is to tell the stories of people whose stories are often told by people that don't know them or have never experienced what they've experienced.
Or they're forgotten, right? Or there is some part of their case that was mishandled, or the evidence was, you know, and like you said, these are human beings, right? That a large part of our population behind bars, nonviolent drug offenders, or people that get lost in the shuffle, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. And so with, you know, you have, you know, that's a very big blessing, and I'm glad that you are in a position like that to affect change, you know, in a position like that. What is it about, you know, criminal justice and social justice that, you know, made you feel like there was an intersection there, you know, that brings the two together to bring awareness to it. Why was that important to you? You could have just done any type of frou-frou art at all. Why was it important to have like the messaging behind it, what you're doing?
Yeah. So for me, that's such a great question. I am the daughter of a formerly incarcerated parent, and seeing the struggles that my mom had really impacted and shaped what I wanted to do. Initially, I went to George Mason for systems engineering. I got into class and I just was like frustrated my first semester. I'm a first generation college graduate, so I'm trying to figure out how in the world do I navigate all of these systems at one time.
Right.
And then I started really becoming more interested in the criminal justice system. So I ended up graduating my bachelor's in administration of justice and social work because I found how important and valuable I could be building a relationship with people on the ground. It's something that I've been fortunate to do. And when I started, I was an athlete initially. And so where I'm from, the only way you get out of the country is through playing a sport or going to the army. Right. Like those are the only two ways I knew like somebody could experience getting out of the country. So when I started like fast forwarding to the Johnson Service Corps, they ended up sending me to Germany because I could do poetry and sing. Now, it just blew my mind. And you know, listen, most of the people have been white. I was like, I ain't going to Germany. I know y'all would try to get me over there. I might not come back.
All right. And you didn't know what there was. Is this a setup? What is this, right?
Is this a setup?
Right.
But it was such a beautiful experience because what it taught me, it introduced me to my humanity.
Right.
And when I shared this story, I realized that I had only been able to connect to my race. Because in America, I am black first, I'm a woman second, and then I'm a human. And for the first time in my life, I felt into my humanity first, and then my gender, and then my race.
Yeah.
And so to me, it was like, how in the world do I give everyone this experience? And poetry and art and music and community has given me a platform that I thought would only come through basketball.
Yeah.
And it didn't come that way. And so what has driven me is my personal lived experiences. And even now I'm on a board. It's called Our Children's Place, where we support the children of incarcerated parents. My dad's story is so impactful to me. He went down a very difficult road when he lost his best friend. Mm-hmm. His best friend was essentially murdered. And I didn't know that about why my dad started this tough road. But it impacted me. I had a brother that I lost at 35 years old to the justice system. And the hunting of black men moved me in ways that it was indescribable. I could only write it in poetry form. And it just has shaken me. And so this opportunity, I wanted to share about the real coordinator position because I'm getting paid to do what I love. I'm getting paid to incorporate music, poetry, and community into a predominantly white space that has been run by white people. And I built that relationship so that I can be authentic, which is something I'm so grateful for with this organization is, you know, there is value in just hanging around and seeing how the pieces of the puzzle move. And when the right door opens, my thing I would tell people is make sure you're ready to walk through it because it will happen. Definitely happen.
Yes. You know, when you're talking about it and you're being about it at the same time, it's a different little oomph that come along with what you're doing. And I feel that energy in what you bring in, Soteria. And so I appreciate you for that, you know, everything that you spoke on here. And also just in just one of the takeaways from what you were sharing is and that I could relate to with going overseas is it's just a different feeling, right? It's just like, what is it, the vibe? What is it about, like, what you said that make me feel like I'm a human, that, you know, when people refer to themselves as a global citizen, I know what they mean when they say that because I'm like, you identify with your humanity, right? Like, when you go, you know, I've been, you know, blessed with opportunities to go overseas and perform you know, do some tours and things in the past and just totally get, like, what is it about the air of our society here that makes the Dorothy Dandridges and the Halle Berrys and the Quincy Joneses go to Europe and never want to come back, right? It's something about how it feels to be Black over there compared to how it feels to be Black over here that I think is interesting, you know. And for you, to the point of which you said, I need to share this feeling.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Like that this is a different type of breathing and feeling of like how I exist. And I need to share this feeling because there's no reason why we shouldn't be feeling like this all the time everywhere. Right.
Absolutely. You know, it's something that I got to tell you. I'm on the Carborough task force.
Yeah.
Something that I propose and that I have been working on is when I went to Germany. So I told my partner, I got to get out of here every year. So we went to Germany, Brazil, and New Zealand.
Yeah.
Mind-blowing experiences. When I crossed the street in Germany, yo, I got to tell you this, I literally almost got hit because I stood there so long. And I said, like, look at this sign. So when we cross the street in America, have you ever seen the red hand that tells you, like, no, you can't walk?
Yeah.
So then when you cross the street, I don't know if you know notice what tells you you can walk.
It's like
the white guy.
Yeah. Right.
Like, when I went to Germany, when I went to Brazil, and I went to New Zealand, do you know what color that man is?
Nah, don't.
He's green, because green means go.
Right.
That's how systematic racism works, though. It's so manipulative.
It's subliminal.
You gotta change the man that, when we walk across the street, so I can only go when the white man says go.
Hey, you know.
No,
I wasn't cutting you off. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to say,
you know, about that man.
Yeah, no, it's real. It's what we talk about. What's subliminal, you know, the pool ball reference is the one that I think that all people always use. Like, when's the game over? Oh, okay. When the white, you know, ball knocks the black ball in the hole, and how this whole thing works, in the background, you know, and so calling it out about how, you know, we just go along with certain things that have just always been accepted is always important. You know what I mean? And so that's what we're doing here. And this is a continuing conversation that we're having right here with Soteria Shepherdson right here on Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas, 97.9 The Hill. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas on 97.9 The Hill. We'll be back with more after this. And now, back to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas. Once again, here's Kevin.
Welcome back to Inside Voices. It's your host, Kevin Kazi Thomas, and you're listening on 97.9 The Hill. And we're continuing our conversation right here with artivist, motivational speaker and advocate, and the new REAL coordinator at ISC, Soteria Shepherdson. Soteria, how are you doing? You good? You still with us?
I'm here.
Right on. Yeah, we've been having a great conversation about how, you know, your art and your activism and your experience in real life, most importantly, that, you know, we love celebrating people that, you know, no matter where they're from, find a way, right? Regardless of the situation or the circumstance of what, you know, cards life may have dealt them and their family, that they find a way to succeed. And then in their success, try to turn, you know, use that effort to turn around and find a way to give back, right? Or to fix what they know they've just gone through themselves that someone else might need help with, right? Or the struggle.
Yeah.
And that's so valuable and important. And so, you know, I know that we spoke off record about some work that you were doing with the youth and helping them and creating access to opportunity and why that's important. Can you speak on that a little bit?
Yeah, so the first project I want to talk about is in collaboration with the criminal justice system, Orange County Arts Council, and Emily Baxter, who is the founder of We Are All Criminals. And we came together, Kate Finhagen wanted to just really get artists involved. I'm really about preventive care. I think we make so much money in America on people being sick And it's like, how can we help people before they're sick? How can we help people before they're in trouble? I remember growing up, I was never poor enough. I was never bad enough. I was never uneducated enough. Because I wasn't a single mom, I literally had people to tell me, like, we think they're people worse off than you, so we want to go help those people. Right. And that really messed with me, because it was like, what kind of energy are we putting out? What are we teaching kids? Like, you have to be desperate before you receive support and help. So part of the way I've tried to show up in the world is like, I want to help the kids and the people that are at least trying to help themselves. Not that I'm not called to other people and other platforms, but I often say this, which is, I am not everyone's messenger. And most people want to be everything to everybody. But what I pride myself is like, yo, you need a spot. You need some information out there. Let me hook you up with my homeboy. Let me hook you up with my friend.
Right.
That's me. Like, I want to be the queen of networking. I want to know somebody that knows somebody that knows the man in the back that knows somebody.
Right on. That's
so
important.
This particular Thank you. This particular project is called Our Lens, Our Voice. And Emily, outside of the work that she's on with We Are All Criminals, she's also a photographer. And so my network, shout out to my Facebook network, we raised over $500 in like one day. It's probably $1,000 because every camera was like $100. But we're going to allow kids to take a Polaroid camera and really take a picture of their experiences.
Right.
Something that has helped me as an adult, and maybe you can speak to this too, is growing up, I didn't really understand my emotions. It's like, I'm mad. And then it was or I'm happy. And I don't know why. And so something that has been beautiful to me in my older years is therapy, meditation, having a relationship with my emotions. So we're going to introduce the emotion wheel, which was introduced to me in my later age, so that we can give youth understanding of their emotions as it relates to the pictures that they're taking and what they're seeing. And I'm going to help them actually formulate this in a poetic form, in whichever form they choose. I'm going to be there kind of as a guide and a cheerleader to just push them to really write out their emotions. And you can find out more about that project at artsorange.org/ourlens. So that's one of the biggest projects that I'm working on. Something else that I've done since 2019 is called I Am Soteria and Friends. Mm-hmm. And I started doing that, fam, because I was being given a lot of platforms. I'm very grateful, like you, I've been able to travel and do poetry. The last 2 years, I've spoken at the Women's March here in Raleigh. Absolutely transformative experiences for me. And so I was like, man, I want my friends up here.
Right, exactly.
I want to share that. Like, again, I'm not everybody's messenger.
Right.
And so... I know my friends too, though, because some of them like, yo, I can't come, you know, something happened. So I was like, how do I coin it? Like, I started naming people, but I left it as friends, because what I started to do is go right in the community that invited me. Mm-hmm. And I just put a call out for artists. And so for the majority of these I Am Soteria friends, about 80% of the people or the artists on the platform, I don't know personally. Right. It's just like, hey, you're showing up in the world the way that I show up in the world, or differently, but we are all moving towards the same goal. How can we collaborate? And 2019, February 3rd, I'm in Saxpa Hall. I do the first I Am Soteria Friends. Lashana Austria, who is with the area like Culture Mill and the Hall River Ballroom, she employs me to do something, I Am Soteria Friends, Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. And then here, where I co-own a coffee shop, Carborough, Johnny's Gone Fishing, we did coffee shop hip hop, which was
amazing.
Like dope, because it's the first time that I know this space has had that type of energy in it. And Bushwick Radio, which is out of Raleigh, my homeboy, he's a DJ. And so my homegirl Kim got him involved. And so we had a DJ here. We just vibing with our community. And then we transitioned and did one at the Hall River Ballroom.
Nice.
I want to tell you, this one was so special because it was the week before the pandemic hit.
Oh, wow. So pretty much the last thing anyone got to do.
the last thing I was able to do, mm-hmm. the way I was able to do it. And so that really, really shook me, because I was like, how in the world do I create a community now? We can't be together.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here at this coffee shop at Johnny's Gone Fishing, 901 West Main Street, Harbor, by the way.
Pull up.
We are open.
Everybody pull up.
We got events happening throughout this particular weekend. 19th, we're going to do an artist meet and greet. But I swear it was more divine. I'm here and I'm looking at the tables and I'm talking to my partner about it. And I realized, like, yo, we can put murals on the table.
Yeah.
Now, listen, fam, your girl can't draw a stick figure. Okay. So I was like, I'm going to need to elicit some help.
Right.
So I started doing what I do. I'm like, yo, I know it got to be artists around this area. And because of my Patreon, where I get funding, I was able to invest and give artists a stipend. We got some professional videos. Some of them we were able to connect them with. I told them, I'm trying to retire you from your 9-to-5.
Right.
If you just want to be an artist, like I got a job at ISC, how do you want to show up in the world? Because I promise you, going back to I know somebody that knows somebody.
Right.
Like,
if you really want to do it, right? If you really want to put energy towards it, we can make something happen where you can create a lane for yourself in this era of like heightened awareness. Like we were saying, there's a lot of opportunity being created for those that are asserting themselves in this movement or whatever. Like I said, your cause you represent is for the good. If it's for something that's going to be done for people less fortunate, people of color, minorities, LGBTX, the Latinx community, anybody that's, you know, would you say marginalized? I don't want to say disenfranchised because, you know, but I would just say, you know, going through, you know, all allies in the struggle is what that's why we call it that, you know? And so for you to be doing that work is amazing. And I want to touch on just something that you said, you know, in the work that you were doing, that you are continuing to do about the relevance of like the emotions and like and dealing with the youth, and especially like a Black youth, right? Because what I have experienced personally and what I've just seen is like it in adolescence and in our youth, we're still trying to learn how to grasp it, how to grip it, how to control our emotions, how to get so have self-control, right? And it's hard because even you see adults that don't have this mastered, right? And so we oftentimes ask our young Black kids, and when they're in these school settings and they end up in detention and straight suspended without anyone addressing what it is emotionally that's going on with them, or trying to help them figure out how to handle or control that anger or maybe disappointment. And oftentimes, you know better than me, like, you know, you do this work, oftentimes it's something else going on somewhere else that's coming out in another form, right? That's something going on in the home, or the lack of something going on in the home, or they may be hungry, or there may be some other situation that's going on that's now presenting itself in the form of like behavior, you know, that all and we just hit a lot of times a straight discipline, right? And no type of you know, compassion or like kind of education about emotional intelligence, which to me is one of the most important intelligences to have, right? You know, my mom would say book smart and common sense, right? The difference between the two, or street smart, you know, and emotional intelligence. I feel like if no one addresses it, and that is something that you are addressing. And so kudos for that, because these life skills that you know we need to become men, to become women, you know, it's so important. And so that was not lost on me when you spoke on that, so I wanted to make sure I touched on that. And what are the names of the organizations again, and real quick?
Johnny's Gone Fishing, mm-hmm. Is the coffee shop where we're doing that with adults, and then our lens, our voice, is where we're doing that as well. And then with middle school youth, we're doing it through an organization that I co-founded called Grow Your World. That's at growyourworld.org.
Yeah. And so we're going to get, we'll make, when we come back from break, we'll make sure we get y'all all those links of how you can get involved and what you can do right here on Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas. We're speaking with Soteria Shepherdson right here on 97.9 The Hill. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas on 97.9 The Hill. We'll be back with more after this. Four letters. And now, back to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas. Once again, here's Kevin.
And welcome back to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas. You're listening on 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com. And it's been a great conversation we've been having with Artivist, motivational speaker and advocate, real coordinator at ISC, Soteria Shepherdson, based out of Carrboro. Thanks so much for being here with us today. And we love to, you know, in the last block of the show, promote the love, the peace, the hope, the what can, for those that want to know what they can do, or if they want to get involved with any of the organizations or causes that you spoke on here today, how can they do that?
The nonprofit that Sophie and I co-founded, Grow Your World, we are serving middle school youth all over the country. It's a sliding scale. It's a pay what you can. We're offering tutoring. We're offering programming weekly. So please check that out. Here at Johnny's Gone Fishing, the Turning the Tables Project. So after the Hall River Ballroom, I go to this like depressive state because I can't do what I love. And I contacted and reached out to Black artists in the area. They have put murals on the tables. They actually put a beautiful mural on the shed doors. It did what I wanted it to do, which is create diversity amongst our clientele. We have coffee shop, bring your picnic food, bring your Bojangles, whatever the case is. We would love to see you. For more about what I do in the world, I offer a workshop on artivism and art. And so I would love to connect with corporate organizations, nonprofits, any type of entity that want to know how can you use the space you have and transform it and make it welcoming specifically for people of color and Black people. And what I charge people to do, Kazi, on my platform every week on Friday, between Friday and Sunday, I put up one question. Mm-hmm. What is one thing courageous that you've done this week? I don't need you to do a million things a week. I just want you to do one thing. And I started doing this after I could not dare sit and watch 8 minutes and 46 seconds of somebody being murdered. And all we did was pull out our phones.
Right.
I would like to think that I would find something courageous to do. And that is a muscle. What I said to people is courage is not always about having to go to the march or having to do something that we feel is drastic. For me, the first time I started doing this, I ate an artichoke. I didn't know what the world that was. It looked crazy, but I tried it, and that was my courageous thing. So I think for me, courage is a muscle. And unless we start putting ourselves in places where we are safe but uncomfortable, we're going to continue to see the same things happen in the world. So if I had a charge to you, it would be do one thing courageous a week and share it with people. We got to continue to grow our world. And remember, you don't have to be everybody's messenger. That's not a task that I want you to feel is yours. All we have to know is whose messenger we really, really are. I got a video on that on YouTube, so check that out too. I am Soteria.com.
That's right. And if they want to find you on social media, where can they find you on there?
Beautiful. Thank you. I am Soteria on social media, every platform. Also, JGF Community is the coffee shop that I help run here in Carrboro. I would love to have you all come and just be a part of the space.
Yeah, I'm coming. I didn't know this was going on. So you're gonna have a new a cat hanging around.
Yes.
It's gonna be me, but want to support what you're doing in the community and this beautiful thing. And so glad that you could come on the show and share all this with everyone. And so Soteria Shepherdson, everybody, make sure you follow up and stay in tune with her movement and support her business. Johnny's, what you said, what's the name of it again?
Johnny's Gone Fishing.
That's right. So make sure you pull up, get some coffee, support local Black business. Johnny's Gone Fishing, for sure. All right. Thanks so much for being on the show today, for sure.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Shout out to Barbara Jesse Black for considering me and my work and passing that along. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the good people know the good people in the town. So amen to that. And thanks y'all for listening. Y'all the good people in town and all over the
yes.
world that are checking this out, whether you're streaming or you're listening live. On your radio on 97.9 or on chapelboro.com or on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for continuing to support Inside Voices. This is with Kevin Kazi Thomas every Sunday at 2:30 right here on 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com. If you would like, you know, to reach out to us about anything, reach out to insidevoices@wchl.com. And we'll be back next week. The conversation continues, social justice, racial inequality. We'll talk more about everything that's going on in the world right here on Inside Voices. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas on 97.9 The Hill. Catch this episode and more by visiting our on-demand page at chapelboro.com. What you mean?